This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Super Committee Schmooper Committee.
Where in the world did that come from, and what is that going to lead to? That is monstrous. I mean, I keep looking and looking. I can't find any place in the Constitution where we have the authority to create such a creature as the Super Congress.
Congressman Ron Paul doesn't believe the Super 12 have the power to fix our deficit problems, but if they don't, that means some painful cuts are in store for the military and for seniors.
I'm all for caped crusaders who can fly and go invisible, but there's a reason there's no superhero whose power is balancing the budget and eliminating the deficit. It's not believable. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, August 18th. Caped Crusaders ready to save the United States.
That super committee. Boy, they've got a job ahead of them. Let's get the check of the morning's top news, though. Developing story out of Israel. Joining us now is Isabel Kirshner, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, live from Jerusalem on what appears to be a coordinated attack in the Negev near Beersheba this morning. Isabel, what do you know?
Well, there are many conflicting reports. We know for sure that there was a shooting attack on a passenger bus that was traveling near Eilat and near the Egyptian border. We're hearing reports of more than 20 people in hospital now. There are unconfirmed reports of one dead, but I stress unconfirmed at this point. And then other reports coming in of at least one other attack on a vehicle, another vehicle. It's unclear at this stage whether it was a military vehicle or a civilian vehicle. And reports of mortar fire and explosions along the border. So this is all taking place in that desert area of the Israel-Egypt border, north of Eilat. And that is basically what we know at the moment.
Are security sources saying anything to you, Isabel Kirshner, on whether this was actually a border incursion from Egypt in the Sinai?
Well, there is speculation that whoever is responsible, the gunman, might have crossed the border from Egypt, from the Egyptian Sinai Peninsula. There's also speculation that they could have come possibly from Gaza and traveled south via the Sinai Peninsula, which is a fairly sparsely populated and remote desert area and has been very anarchic lately and lawless. And then re-entered the border further south into Israel again. So it is unclear, but there is an assumption, because it was in that area, that the gunmen could well have come across the border, yes.
Following the details of what appears to be a coordinated attack in southern Israel, New York Times reporter Isabel Kirshner in Jerusalem. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
President Obama is expected to make an explicit call today for Syrian President Bashar Assad to leave power. Feeling the pressure, Assad called Secretary General Ban Ki-moon this morning to say the military operations against civilians has ended, but that's contradicted by eyewitness reports coming out of Syria. In Libya, rebels have surrounded the last oil refinery that supplies Tripoli. If they can take the refinery in the city of Zawiya, which is just a half-hour drive from the capital, they'll effectively cut off the fuel supply to Tripoli.
The Obama plan to get Americans back to work, we're learning more details about it today. It'll be unveiled after Labor Day officially, but it will include tax cuts for companies that show they hired new workers, new spending for construction, mortgage relief for struggling homeowners. The Justice Department, we learn, is investigating whether Standard & Poor's credit rating agency improperly rated dozens of mortgage securities in the years leading up to the financial meltdown.
And France and Germany have proposed sanctions against European Union members who don't get their debts under control. Economists say that plan's not likely to be adopted. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are way down. I think the Dow futures are down about 170 points. The Dow will start at 11,410, the S&P at 1,193, the Nasdaq at 2,181. Coming up this morning, we're going to take a look at the job in task for the Congressional Super Committee. We know what happens if the job doesn't get done. Massive cuts to Medicare and to the military. Plus, the Justice Department says they'll open investigation into the nation's largest rating agency, Standard & Poor's. That's an exclusive story from our partner, The New York Times. Louis Story joins us in just a few minutes.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.